So just the guys who were here last night, and just to continue the lemaisa of what we did, for the guys who missed yesterday, we did a lot of the lumdus in the sugya and why the chassid should be called different kriya shema. I mean, sorry, from sukkah. But now let's try to understand what's the maskana of the Gemara. So the Gemara has as we mentioned yesterday, and the Gemara goes through that you can't, or we don't make the chassan and kala make the chuppah and the sukkah and have everything together because of two reasons, which were again what? The yichud, a potential yichud issue to have the chuppah in the sukkah, and the tzar chassan. And we pointed out that the poskim assume the tzar chassan passing like Rava, tzar chassan is the issue. You can put your Gemara on if you want. That tzar chassan would be the issue. As far as, so let's say tzar chassan. So what are the issues of tzar chassan? Again, I don't remember we mentioned this yesterday.
Who would be able to miss through the walls?
The what?
Who would be able to miss through the walls?
You wouldn't be able to miss through the walls?
Coming in and out, it's like a marriage.
It's coming in and out, it's open, there are three walls. So it wouldn't be a good place to have the chuppah. And again, remember for those who weren't here, we mentioned yesterday, in the times of the Gemara, they would make like a wedding house, like a party house for the week, and that's where they'd have the wedding. So if the sukkah was the party house, so it's not only the people coming in and out, but like even at night, the sukkah is open on three sides. Like it's a weird place to have like your honeymoon, basically, is not going to be in the sukkah. So that's one pshat, Rashi quotes. And the other pshat, other Rishonim say it out more, but Rashi says it in one word, I think. What does the word tsar mean? Narrow. Right? Rashi says, tzarchon zeh shemakom tsar. So it doesn't mean tsar there. It doesn't mean the same thing as like painful or uncomfortable. It's tsar from the song Gesher Tsar Me'od. A narrow life is a narrow path. So the sukkah is very narrow. It's a tight area. So it's not like a, it's not a good place for having a wedding celebration. And if you look in the back of the Gemara, you have to turn. I'll read to you quickly.
The
Or Zerua says it. The Or Zerua says it.
No,
Shartia Kutor Zerua. Okay, could be the Or Zerua and the Riaz. Okay, the Hagos Hashri calls it from the Or Zerua. Okay, fine. That's from the Or Zerua, and then in the Shilta Hegi Borim on the side of the rift, it says also Tsar Hu Lachas Lanasos Chuposo B'Sukkah Shumakum Tsar V'Dochuk, in a tight place. So Sharetzion, I don't know if you saw the Sharetzion, it points out that nowadays, most of the time, sometimes we have open sukkahs, but many people have sukkahs with four walls. So what should we say? Should we just drop our whole sukkah now because we have four walls? What?
It's still too small.
So that's what Sharetzion says. Lamaisa most, sounds like most Rishonim, most Achronim assume that the tightness of the area is what makes it uncomfortable. What?
Wouldn't that apply more now?
Usually there's enough room.
No, I'm saying if you have three walls and it's cramped, all the more so.
All the more so, you feel even more cramped. Yeah, you feel cramped and even, you know, yeah, you hear that. So that certainly applied then and still applies now. That's the bottom line. So that's what the Sharetzion says, that we should still be concerned about Tzar Chassan and we don't require them to have Shav Rachos there. Could be, you know, they didn't know about bells. Anybody been to the bells sukkah?
Yeah.
It's huge, right?
Yeah,
just
over it is.
Yeah. Ginormous, yeah. They're, you know, or the Inbal, you know, the Inbal is still a pretty nice sukkah. Even though, what? All the hotels are nice sukkah. So, could be we wouldn't say such a svara on those places. So, could be we're always going to be inside there. What?
The nice
chuppah, yeah. So that's is possible, but tzar chassan certainly in a normal case, you know, your parents' backyard, that's a tzar chassan to make everyone have the whole party and pack everyone in. You know when your parents, what? I didn't hear what you said. But when your parents invite all those guests, and it's like depends your parents are. Okay. Yeah, most people, you invite a lot of guests, it gets tight in the sukkah, and we can hear that. Okay, but before we get back, Natan and Jesse, we got the Gemara's maskana is not so plush to begin with. We're assuming that we actually have a tour of Tzar Chassan. But what does the Gemara quote from Rabbi Zeira? What did Rabbi Zeira do?
Both.
Rabbi Zeira did both. Now, Rabbi Zeira did both. I'm not clear exactly what he did. Because the Gemara's lashon is ana achli besukkah v'chadi b'chuppah. So he says he ate in the sukkah and he had simcha, which that simcha means to make the shev brachos in the sukkah, in the chuppah. Well, it sounds like it's two separate places in the Gemara. But what do we say in the Gemara?
Same place.
Ain't sukkah el b'makom suda. So what's the time? It's like, well, how did he even do this? Like, whether or not arguing, how did he even have the right to do that? So the Sasemis
actually had 2 meals.
Why did he? Maybe he had 2 meals. You're saying, but then he's eating outside the sukkah.
Why is the simcha constantly called off with food?
That's what the Gemara assumes. Come on, food, we know that. We get together. There's a reason we made a cholent when we wanted to have a shmooze.
I'm saying, like the mindset we're passing nowadays that you don't have to sit down and wash up a meal. Like, you can eat, like, a big steak outside the circle, and it's not just a cholent. It's like.
Okay, but as far as creating. You wouldn't be able to do shevrochos. I mean, Chazal kind of made order, so you can't just like have it's, it can't be too subjective in terms of the food. So they, okay, washing, that's a meal that's gonna get simple. But the bottom line is food is, you know, it's more geschmack when there's food. So what does it mean? How do they go just make shevet brachos in the sukkah? So the svasemes in the chuppah, I mean. So the svasemes says, and we're gonna see in the next shemar makom sheet, the ritva already kind of says this also, but the svasemes says that halacha of ein simcha ela b'makom suda is a bit of a general, kind of like, in general, that's the case. But if a person could really get a geschmack, not with a meal, usually we need food to enjoy ourselves, we have food. But if a person would really be so besimcha, even without the food, so then, okay, then he can make shabrach, because we have no problem with that. That's what Svasama says. So Rabbi Zeri, who says it's tzaddik, he said, oh, amazing, I ate in the sukkah, and now I'm celebrating my shabrach. Oh, this is great. Okay, so he made shabrach because he was just like so excited. But the Sasam says you can't prove anything on this Gemara.
The same place?
No, different place. It says sukkah and then chuppah.
How do you eat in the chuppah then?
He didn't eat in the chuppah. He didn't have food there. There's no food. But since he was so happy, and that's the Gemara of the Gemara, the culture again, I was so excited because I got the mitzvah of sukkah and now I'm celebrating my wedding. Oh, I'm celebrating my shevroch. It's amazing. So Sasam says, okay, so he was so besimcha, so he made a bracha. But don't prove anything. You can't. There's no proof to the hamunam from this Gemara.
Could you just say that he did both?
Okay, so you could say something like that, and the Rush, you could just, even without saying, there's a different girsa, and the Rush just says that the girsa should be, and if you have the Oz Bahadur, they pointed out on the side, the Rush says, he says, I ate in the sukkah, let me just see the, find the spot, where's the Rush here? Rabbi Zeri, achal b'sukkah v'chadi b'sukkah. He did both in the sukkah. He combined, he overcame tzach chasan and he did both in the sukkah. So you could just go that way. But I'm just pointing out, if you have the girsa of our girsa, it will be a big stretch to say what you're trying to say. He means to emphasize his chuppah. It really doesn't sound that way.
If you would just say, like, within the whole Gemara, just talk about the two reasons why chuppah can't be in the sukkah. But I was able to, nevertheless, even if you want to say it's our cost and where you put, even still, I was able to do both, have my chuppah inside our sukkah, and okay. Using the wording of, I was chadiv chuppah to show that.
Okay, maybe, fine. You want to fit it in? Okay, I hear that. So, the Sfasem says, what he says, the Rush. And Natan saying, even Argirsa says another pshat. And the Rush says that Rabbi Zera actually ate in the sukkah. So, and the Rush, not only does he say that Rabbi Zera did that, Rabbi Zera overcame Tzach Chasan, Rabbi Zera, he says, we should pass him that way. So pass him, the Rush says, Yerushalmi, that sounds like that. The Yerushalmi has a story where there was someone going to celebrate a wedding, and he asked his rabbi, Rabbi, should I sleep in the sukkah or not? So Rabbi said, yeah, go sleep in the sukkah. So it sounds like, even though you're a Shushvinim, you're celebrating the wedding, we would assume you should sleep in the sukkah. Why would that be? Why would one argue? Meals tov. I mean, this is, you have to move your location. It's not so. It's Tzach Chasan. I mean, we saw that at meals tov, there's no tircha, and it's like mamish.
No, I don't.
Meals tov, the Ran's meals tov is that it's mamish easy.
Yeah, I thought meals tov was referring to, if you can.
The Ran's meals tov, there's no tircha at all. That's the lesson.
Then we said if there is a tircha, it's not so you can't do it.
There's a tircha, then the Ran says you're putter, but the Tosos will say you're chayav. Rabbi Zera says you have to eat in the sukkah. I mean, the Rush says you have to eat in the sukkah. So you're saying different pshat. Before we get back, Yitz is saying different pshat. Yitz is saying, really, you're putter. But what? Rabbi Zera, he did a chumrah. He just did a chumrah. he said, you know, Tzar Chassad, I know it's a little uncomfortable in the sukkah, okay, but I'm very happy, I'm a very spiritual person, I'm very happy to have both mitzvahs, and I'll do both mitzvahs even if it's a little uncomfortable. That's how you're interpreting Rebbe Zeir, right? So that's what the Beis Yosef says. Very good. The Beis Yosef says like yes. But you wouldn't paskin like Rebbe Zeir then. It's not a psak. That's like a... That's, you know, a nice thing. It's just informing us a nice thing. The Rush is writing a paper, halacha. The Rush is telling us we should paskin like Rebbe Zeir. We paskin, you said in the sukkah. So probably the pshat is, and this is in the Shiltei Giborim, when he quotes this Rush, he says, okay, it's a little uncomfortable. You could do both. Efshel l'kayim shneim. Sounds like Tosos is mahalach. You still like Tosos? Efshel l'kayim shneim. I can do both. I can sit in the sukkah also. And so I should try to sit in the sukkah. So that's how the Rush seems to be interpreting with Zera, that it's a machlokas, and he's holding, since Efshel l'kayim shneim, I have to be l'kayim shneim. Interestingly, the Ritva also says it's a machlokas. The Ritva just says, okay, it's a machlokas. We don't possibly make Rebbe Zeir.
You have to. Is Efshel l'kayim shneim? You said...
According to Tosfos, yes. That's how we
Tosfos says you have to
pass. Yeah. No, Tosfos doesn't address it, but saying if you hold, if it's an Efshel l'kayim shneim case, according to Tosfos, you have to do it.
I'm saying how far do you take Efshel l'kayim shneim? Like, sometimes.
So we said, according to Tosfos, only if it doesn't affect the fulfillment of the original mitzvah.
In terms of this case, like, I thought it's going to automatically be affecting your Simchas Chasim Mikdash.
Why? They'll have a good time. Okay, it'll be a little cramped. You know, they'll have a good time.
There's gonna be with people though. It's like there's gonna be even like a little bit more cramped than would if we were somewhere else. Then I would be taken away from Simcha. It would be.
Okay, so maybe that's machlokas. Maybe that's machlokas. To what degree?
Would not be happy.
Meaning, in other words, yeah, okay, it could be. Maybe it's, we take the cow's feelings into account. Maybe that's machlokas. I don't know.
All right.
But, no, I'm not sure. It could be this is a bit of machlokas in Mitzvahs. We don't always like to say that, but maybe, meaning, the mitzvah will be fulfilled. Or do we have the ultimate simcha? Maybe not. Okay, maybe that's the issue at hand.
Do we
pass? So let's see. So far we had, just point out how to read the Gemara and the different Rishonim are going. You can either say like the Sfas Emes, that this is just like not even a Midas Chasidus. It's really just an exception. Like he's different. Rebbe Zeir was different because he was like very spiritual, very high. So he got really excited from doing mitzvos, and he didn't need sukkah. He didn't need chuppah. Sorry, he didn't need food to make shav brachos. That's the Sfas Emes. You can go with Yitz's pshat that, okay, he didn't have to, but Midas Chasidus that he went ahead and sat in the sukkah, which is actually what the Beis Yosef writes. And the third way to read the Gemara is that it's a machlokas, which then you break that down, 3a, 3b, which way do we paskin? So the Ritva says the machlokas, we paskin against Rebbe Zeir, and the Rosh says the machlokas, we paskin like Rebbe Zeir. So three approaches to the Gemara with, I guess, four conclusions, to put it that way. So how do we paskin? So the Shulchan Aruch writes, Shulchan Aruch says, in Hilchos Sukkah, Chasan v'shushvina v'chol b'nei chuppah turim min ha'sukkah kol shivas yemei mishta. They're putter from the sukkah the whole week. Straight up, what? So like the originals, the Rabbi Abba, so that you can... Either you can interpret like the Beis Yosef, probably like the Beis Yosef is how he's actually holding, but you could say like the Ritva, you could say like the Sfas, he does not paskin like the Rush. However, the Mishnah Brura quotes the Rush, the Mishnah Brura Tzipkan Lamed Gimel quotes the Rush and says that, you know, there are those who are Mechayev him, and so the conclusion of the Mishnah Brura is that it is proper for a Chassid to be Machmir. A Chassid really should sit in the Sukkah. Now, interestingly, the Mishnah Berurah says that the Chassan shouldn't make a bracha. The Chassan cannot make a bracha. And the Shushvinin, what's the lesson by the Shushvinin? Did you catch the difference?
They shouldn't unless they're only if they're
going to miss the lesson. The lesson here is, right, if the Shushvinin, if they're out alone, right, yeah, then they don't make a bracha, you're right. I mean, then they eat at home, they're chayev. Yeah. But if they're with the Chassan, so then the Shushvinin, the lesson is here, by the Chassan, lo yivarech, and the Shushvinin ain't tzrich in the varech. Chassan can't make a bracha, and the Shushvinin shouldn't make a bracha.
Ain't
tzrich and they don't need to. It sounds like, it's not like the worst thing that they did. Chassan lo yivarech, just says he shouldn't make a bracha.
Chassan can't make one.
Right, so why would it make such a distinction?
I don't
maybe she really have the option, like, maybe they have, like, they want to be, like,
so it might depend, it really probably, and I saw this in the Dirshu, they quote from the Shmir Shabbos, quotes from Shlomo Zalman, a chiluk based on yesterday's shir, for those who were here yesterday. And Shlomo Zalman assumes, what is the tour ultimately, what do we really think the tour for the chassan is? Mitzdayer. Now, what's the halacha of mitzdayer? Do you anybody know the Gemara, what the Gemara says about a mitzdayer who goes into the sukkah?
He's a fool.
Well, he's a fool, nikra hedyo. Now, what are you doing? It's raining, go in the sukkah. Don't do that. You're a fool. So if it's true that a chassan is pater, then the source for that is mitzdayer. So it will tell you to be machmir. So maybe Rabbi Zeir says you should be machmir. But on the other hand, it would be a bracha levatala to make the bracha. Because mitzdayer, you can't make a... It's not a mitzvah at all. It's a hedyot. It's not a mitzvah at all in your mitzdayer. So that's what the Rishon Zalman says about a chassan. But what's probably more likely the p'tur for chushvinin? Osik mitzvah. Shvinin, they're mitzvah chassakal. We didn't have any questions on that yesterday. Our biggest bigger problem was saying the chassan. So chushvinin, our project is osik mitzvah. Osik mitzvah. So then, like it's a saying, you have room. It's not, and the Shartzian himself says you're allowed to. We don't say this rule of nikra hediyot by osik b'mitzvah. I don't know if I give you that marmokum. Did I show you that Shartzian? In Hilchos Pesach.
Oh.
Shartzian writes that if a osik b'mitzvah wants to do a mitzvah, that's not called hediyot. He's allowed to. He's a person that's chayav b'mitzvah, so he can go ahead and do it. So the Shartzian there is in the specific way you should make a bracha. When you're osik b'mitzvah, you should make a bracha. Okay, but it's not. There's not like a hediyot that there's no mitzvah at all. And so that's why for the Shushvinin, says Rosh Hashanah, and that maybe that's a pshat why he has a different lashon of Ein Tzrich in the Varech.
Did we say that it's narrow by a sukkah, someone who's like physically unable to? Not necessarily.
Okay, so therefore what?
So no, I'm saying the Gemara says that someone who's mitzvah is not for a hediyot. But you said we know that someone who's mitzvah by a sukkah, someone who's physically unable
to. I mean, what's physical? I mean, because it's raining, your physical mitzvah?
We consider a chassan that's marrying a pesula mitzvah, no?
Well, that was a different issue. But this is talking about the whole week after, they already had Bir Rishon.
I'm saying we considered him mitzvah though, and that was mental.
But that was only the first night. That was a different issue. We're now in the week of Shavuot Brachos. The mitzvah here is that they're not like he's not getting to have the proper simcha that he wanted to have. He can't have all his friends there. Just in the small.
Yeah, but I'm saying mitzvah. I know mitzvah doesn't, maybe the mitzvah period isn't as long. But I'm saying in that sense, the word was used as mental there, and it was stopping him from doing something.
Yeah, so, like, there's a different. Case, but there's a different
so
tour.
So he's mitzvah longer here, but it was. I don't see why that makes a difference between like I could still use to take the word there and take the word there and say no, like that works, no?
But that was a different halacha. That was a halacha of osik b'mitzvah with a tsar or the tirda machshava. It's really a little bit of a different halacha. This is a unique halacha to sukkah. That's about kriya shma and other things over there. Yeah, that all the same, you know, with we have some. It could be mental. It's not necessarily probably mental. The chiluk the Gemara said when it comes from you, and it's something you can overcome, as opposed to something like outside of you. So, sorry, lumila. Chas can overcome. Yeah, we said that about avelus. I hear you're saying this is more similar to avelus. You can overcome. Get over it. You don't have your friends there. I don't know.
That's like Chris Rome said that he should just gather himself for a second and say,
yeah. Okay, I hear that. Maybe we could say that. Maybe. Another Rishon don't say anything. I'll go on that's what Rishon Zalman say. Just one last point. Interestingly, they bring here from Rav Yashiv that a little bit of a letdown. All this is not relevant to Maisa, says Rav Yashiv. Why? Says Rav Yashiv. It was good. We got a lot of good alumnus in Mitzdar and Arias Chiddush and Osek B'Mitzvah from last night. But says Rav Yashiv the following. He says that the whole thing is not really so relevant nowadays. Because remember we talked about how in the old days they would set up like the wedding celebration and like in like a house, they'd set up like a villa for the chassan and kallah and his friends and the whole thing for the whole week. And there, if like that's what everyone's assuming, everyone's used to. And so if you don't have that, that's tzar chassan, that's like really annoying, he's missing out on the simcha. So to go to sukkah would really be a big letdown. But Yashar says, come on, nowadays, like, is there such a difference in your sukkah and your cramp into the Chinese restaurant, like down the block when you have the Shavuot Brachos? Like, we make Shavuot Brachos wherever we go. Like, there's not such a big distinction between the sukkah and the house or the restaurant or wherever else we do Shavuot Brachos, not as them. So Rabbi Yosef thinks that the whole thing would not apply anymore because those reasons, it goes back to the Gemara, that Tzar Chassan, you don't need to go to the Bel Sukkah. Meaning, it's true, it might be true that our Sukkah in the backyard is not so big. Just like the Sukkah in times of Gemara is not so big. But the Tzar often comes from the starting point. In the Gemara's time, the starting point of the Sheva Brachos was like this villa, party, whole big thing. So to go from that down to a Sukkah was a big Tzar. But our starting point, we don't have such a weak Sheva Brachos. We have Sheva Brachos wherever it is. It's not, it's really, where you end up, you'll see one day, Mr. Shem, where you end up for Sheva Brachos is not any less comfortable than a Sukkah. When you're cramped into that restaurant with like your, you know, in-laws, friends or whatever, it's not more uncomfortable than the Sukkah.
And so, we had
one in Queens. That was a really tight one. What's the one in Queens? I don't remember. And then Great Neck we have. Yeah. Anyway, Al Kolpan, that's what Rabbi Yashiv says. Bizman Azeh, we would tell the Chassan that he has to send the Sukkah because the whole thing does not apply anymore.